Gemara in Daf Chavav discusses Shluchei Mitzvah, Pturim and Asukah, Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla, that a person who is on his way to do a mitzvah is Pater from the Sukkah, whether it's by day or by night. We also previously discussed the idea of Holchei Drachim, the people on the trip, they're on their way, they are also Pater from a Sukkah. So this is not necessarily the only place to discuss it, but this is one of the places where people discuss the issue of travelers on sukkahs. Are they chayev to sit in a sukkah or not? Specifically, Rav Moshe has a tshuva about someone who wants to go on a camping trip over sukkahs on Chol HaMoed. He's going to be eating and sleeping tachas kipas hashamayim. He doesn't want to sleep inside his house. He dafka wants to sleep outside in a sleeping bag, not even necessarily in a tent. He wants to sleep under the stars. And Rav Moshe was asked, is this called being mevatel the mitzvah sukkah? You're going to eat at a campfire outside and you're going to sleep outside. So Rav Moshe is very opposed to this. He says that the person who does so is in violation of eating and sleeping outside of the sukkah. Aye, he says that you're holchei drachim and you're pater from the sukkah, you're on a trip. So he says two things that he doesn't like about this trip. Number one, he wants to suggest, which is not a very simple suggestion, based on the Gemaras that we've been reading and will continue to read, Rav Moshe suggests that the idea of person on a trip only applies to someone who's going for business or a person who's going for a mitzvah. But a person who's just going for pleasure is not a subject to the heter of Holchei Drachim. That's questionable point number one. Questionable point number two, he says it's like not wearing a beged dalad kanfos. If you don't want to wear tzitzis, you don't ever have to wear a four-cornered garment, and then you're pater from tzitzis. So the Gemara Menachos says that although he's not actually doing anything wrong, he gets punished be'idan rischa. He gets punished by a Kaddish Baruch Hu as sort of a throw-in. Hashem is angry at you for doing X, and then he says, and another thing, you don't even wear tzitzis. Because you don't even put on a dalad kanfos, that's mechayiv you in tzitzis. So too, why would you want to go ahead and not be mechayiv yourself in the mitzvah of sukkah over the course of Chol HaMoed sukkahs? So this is Rav Moshe's idea that you're really not allowed to go camping, and this is also based on this idea when you go anywhere, even on a day trip on Chol HaMoed, you should always try to find a sukkah to eat in, because even though you're on a trip, Rav Moshe holds your chayiv in a sukkah. Rav Yashiv in the Ha'aris, and it's really not such a big chiddush of Rav Yashiv. It's really, Rav Moshe's tshuva is extremely difficult to understand. Rav Yashiv says he doesn't think either one of Rav Moshe's two tainas is a valid taina. He says, number one, there's no indication from the Gemara and the Rishonim that shluchei mitzvah, that dafka shluchei mitzvah or derech schora, person is trying to do a mitzvah or do business, is one who's pater from a sukkah. It says a person who's traveling is pater from the sukkah. And number two, it's not similar to a guy who never wears a dalet kanfos that the Gemara Menachos was talking about. Here you are sitting in the sukkah on Yantip, you're sitting in the sukkah on other occasions, you're doing the mitzvah. Just happens to be for this one night or this one, night or two of Chol HaMoed, he wants to go camping. It'll be his Simchas Yantif to be outside the house, and just as he wants to be outside the house, he has the right to be outside of his new house, the sukkah. So this is the machlokas aposkim arayom hazeh. Do you have to actually go looking for a sukkah when you're on the trip, or is it okay to eat outside the sukkah? Just one quick story that happened. One time I was in yeshiva, we were on our way back on Hoshana Rabbah, and it was in Israel, so a lot of people stay up learning the night of Hoshana Rabbah, so we were all exhausted, and we were on our way back to yeshiva for Shmini Atzeres / Simchas Torah, and everybody was falling asleep in the taxi ride on the way back to yeshiva, and there was this one chinyakta guy who kept waking everybody up, and he kept saying, you're not even allowed to sleep a Shemes Arai outside the sukkah. And everybody was too tired to, or didn't know any better, to answer him back. But we were holchei drachim. We were all pater from the sukkah because we were on a trip and we were on the road. And therefore, you're not only allowed to eat outside the sukkah, you're allowed to sleep outside the sukkah under those circumstances. So really, the guy had no right to be waking anybody up in such a case.